friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hillen behind the microphone, ready to take your phone calls on the news of the day at 855-200-1776. On Friday, we tend to throw out a couple of normal or nuts survey questions, so we'll do that today on the program. And a few ripe candidates that I'll run through in just a moment here as we look at the news headlines. We'll have an update on the 40 Days for Life effort. What is it, day 24, I think, today of the 40 Days for Life campaign? One of the tireless defenders of life, member of the 40 Days for Life committee, will be here later this hour to update us on the efforts. Have you done something yet? You know, there's been occasions in the 40 Days for Life where, you know, it comes late in September and I think, okay, I'm going to do A, B, and C, and I get halfway through and I haven't done any of them. So never let it be too late to say, well, okay, I'm starting now. I'm starting now today. Maybe it's just a, you know, mini little fast. Maybe it's an opportunity for participation in the 24/7 vigil out front of the one and only clinic in North Dakota. Maybe it's, you know, an occasion of just keeping it in your prayers from far across the state because it's too difficult to get into to Fargo, whatever it might be. It's worth doing. So, also in our 10 o'clock hour today, it's Trooper Talk. I always enjoy our opportunities to visit with members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Inevitably, we get into questions of, you know, who's the bigger abuser of the roadways, truckers or smaller vehicles, or, you know, get questions on the driving habits of fellow motorists throughout the state, whatever it might be. Any question you have for the North Dakota Highway Patrol, always questions about, you know, issues related to trucks, especially in the patch, obviously, but anyway, we'll tackle that Trooper Talk in our 10 o'clock hour today, and of course, lots of open phone time to answer our normal or nuts questions of the day today on the program. Quick update on the oil spill, because that is obviously the big story, really in the state and throughout the nation. In some cases, thanks to environmental extremists who are trying to use it as a "see, aha, gotcha" moment. Governor Dalrymple did meet with the officials from Tesoro. Well, I think rightfully pressing for answers on the spill, and crews are working to recover oil still as well. By the way, we did get some breaking news on the program yesterday about another spill. It turns out that wasn't 50. At one point, it was reported as 150 barrels. The landowner that called us yesterday on the program and brought up estimated 50, I guess it's like 5 to 7 barrels of oil. The difference, though, interestingly enough, is that that's much less oil, but there's a slew there. So, you know, the real blessing in a otherwise bad situation with Steve Jensen's farm north of Tioga is that because of the distance from any aquifers or any water sources, and also the clay underneath his land has really limited the fallout from that damage to just that immediate area, which is certainly good news. But the crews are still there, as you heard earlier in the week. Yesterday, I guess we talked to the North Dakota Health Department. This is going to go on for some time, and Tesoro does have their top man, Director of Contingency Planning and Response for Tesoro, on the ground there. He was part of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico and is leading the recovery effort. They still are estimating 20,600 barrels of Bakken crude is in the soil, and they are still focusing now on capturing as much as free of the free oil as possible while prepping the site for winter. Amy Dalrymple has a nice story in today's forum newspapers across the state. And they also did a pressure test for a new section of the pipeline that'll be routed away from the spill site. So they're working on that. The feds are involved. The Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration will have to authorize restarting the pipeline. And the entire 35-mile section, including the repaired portion, will have the leak detection and monitoring in place that it didn't have previously. So, anyway, Dan Romasco, the Tesoro Logistics Senior Vice President of Operations, is the gentleman that was meeting with the governor yesterday and being pressed to take every precaution before resuming operations. There's about 40 crew members there that work during the daylight hours, and they're excavating dirt and creating low points for the oil to flow. Other workers are sucking up the puddles with these big vacuum trucks. And they've got about 3,000 feet of trenches there that have been dug at the site, about 10 to 12 feet deep. They're getting about 300 barrels a day, as the Department of Health told us yesterday, recovered. So they're just shy of 3,000 barrels so far. And I guess this is an Amy story. They take the recovered oil and they put it in a filtration system right on the site, and then it's trucked to Soro Tioga Station. And the oily water that's recovered at the site is stored in a tank, and they use that for fracking. So they have a lot of different ways. 7.3-acre site, part of the Steve Jensen farm north of Tioga. So anyway, that's the latest on that effort, and we'll continue to keep you posted on all of that as well. Fargo City Commission members are looking at proposing something similar to what Grand Forks had. Two stories in this front today I want to spend a little time on. What is the name of this committee at NDSU? The LGBT Faculty and Staff Group at NDSU, part of the Pride Network. And what these are activist groups that in my view, my opinion, go on look for special rights based on the sexuality of the people they advocate for. It's a very bizarre way to go through life. I want special rights. In this case, they are advocating for NDSU to define marriage differently than the state of North Dakota does, so that NDSU would offer tuition discounts to same-sex partners, just like now for spouses and children of employees at NDSU. And this is sailing through, only now requires the approval of NDSU President Dean Bresciani. So that's our first normal or nuts question. Is it normal or nuts for NDSU to have a definition of marriage, in this case for tuition breaks? And by the way, tuition breaks in general are not free. The taxpayers are footing the bill for these. And there have been questions raised about tuition waivers all across the university system and the uneven way in which they're granted. And here's another example. So NDSU, which is coming out of a financial difficulty, I'm not sure. And it's not a big number, but still, it's to me, the principle here is a different definition than the state. Now, Minnesota, you got Concordia College that's done this for a long time, just because that's a mentality, unfortunately, in the way of thinking at Concordia College. MSUM changed their policy once the state of Minnesota had a different definition of marriage. So they just mirror what the state's definition is, and I guess that would be a hard one to argue against, even though I don't agree with the principle. So anyway, that dovetails with another story. The Fargo City Commission, well, I should say a member of the Fargo City Commission, the most liberal member, Melissa Sobolek, is wanting to mimic Grand Forks, where city leaders recently passed a law that bars most rental housing owners from, they call it, discriminating against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender tenants. I see this largely as a property rights issue. And, that I want to decide who I'm comfortable renting my own property to. I also don't believe this is a huge problem. This isn't one of those things where we've had all these cases of, or examples of people being discriminated against, and now so we're going to fix that quote-unquote problem with this solution, either in Grand Forks or in Fargo. This is just the very loud activists who have got to continue to try and ram this down the throat of others and have special rights. So Fargo now is looking at this building registry, and they're going to test the waters on that in their October 28th commission meeting. Normal or nuts? You decide. You tell me. And I have one other one that I'll save for Steve Bakken and I to banter about here in just a little bit. Macy's, for the first time ever, is going to be opening on Thanksgiving now. This year, 8 p.m., Black Friday creep has been happening. It used to be, we're going to open at 5 a.m., remember that? First it was, and then it was 3 a.m., It was midnight. And last year, some stores actually opened on Thanksgiving. Well, the Black Friday creep continues into Turkey Day. It's the arms race to be open earlier, and Macy's is joining in. Is that normal or is that nuts? That and the Fargo mom still in jail for a strange reason. We'll tell you about that more coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids' Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'll be taking your calls here throughout the program. By the way, if you want to call now, 855-200-1776. And here's a good example. This actually came in before the program today, but tasked us with getting some answers. We're always happy to do it. Here's the call.
Hello, Scott. Dean from Leonard, North Dakota, giving you a call. I wonder if either you or Steve or Mark could do a little research to verify this. The last I heard was that Mitch McConnell negotiated the deal in the Senate with Harry Reid, and basically by getting a $20 billion earmark for one of his water projects, similar to our Garrison diversion project. And to top it off, he gave away the right of Congress to control the debt ceiling, and now the president can set the debt ceiling and raise it whenever he wants, unless Congress votes against it, and then it would require a two-thirds majority to override the president's veto if he decided to go ahead anyway. So if it's possible, could you please research that and air it on the air? I've got to be at work, so I can't call in during the show. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate the call from Leonard, North Dakota. Here, one of these came up yesterday, and that was the question of what some have called the pork that were put into the bill. And here is the there is an increase in authorization for spending on construction on a project on the lower Ohio River in Illinois and Kentucky. And the bill increases it to $2.91 billion. I don't know what the original was, but that's the new tab. So in other words, I don't know if that's $3 billion in new spending. I don't think it is. I think it's increased from some lower point to $3 billion. Critics, including the Senate Conservatives Fund, quickly called the language the Kentucky kickback and said that this was obviously McConnell securing this as part of his support for the bill. Let's see here. Taxpayers for Common Sense say the bill would increase total authorized spending by $1.2 billion. Okay, whatever. So I don't know if that's the other things. The other projects, because there's some flooded roads fixed in Colorado, an appropriation for some civil liberties oversight board, and a one-time payment to the widow of Senator Frank Lautenberg that died over the summer, all in here as well. As with every bill in Washington, this is the stuff that happens. Anyway, it sounds like overall there's $1.2 billion more in spending. However, now again, I'm going to just tell you what McConnell is saying, what Harry Reid is saying, and what others are saying. Evidently, this was money that had already been approved, that the Corps of Engineers was asking for, and if they didn't get it, the timeliness of this was important because it would have actually cost more money in canceling contracts than they're expending. So by getting it authorized, they avoid a penalty that would have cost more than getting the project finished, is how they're defending it. Okay? So, and again, you can take that or believe that. The other thing I'll tell you on your other question is that also came up yesterday, and here's what I know about that. Basically, the way they raised the debt ceiling was saying, Obama, you can waive the debt ceiling, but we can override it by a resolution of disapproval. That obviously the president could still veto if it's not veto-proof, but only through this short-term extension. So they're extending the ability of the government to borrow money through February 7th and just saying, President Obama, you do that, and if you do something we don't like, then we can override it. But it's only till February 7th. So it isn't like that's a blank check for Obama, and they've given up that at any point in the future. So now you know. Steve and I. Mark, happy to get your answers to your questions and appreciate the call and the opportunity to do so. And welcome others at 855-200-1776. Normal or Nuts Friday. Hello, Steve Bakken. How are you?
Yeah, you know what I think is nuts? The way that the government can write contracts for situations like that and not have an out. In normal business, there's an out.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No.
Guarantee a contract just because you're the federal government, that's bull.
That is one to add to the list, isn't it? Okay, let's go through a couple of normal arts topics here. The Fargo mom who landed in jail on contempt charges after she refused to follow a judge's order and let her parents have an unsupervised visitation with her 7-year-old daughter is still in jail. The fact that she's in jail because she, as the biological mother of a daughter that she believes would be in some harm if she allowed her parents to have unsupervised provision for them is in jail. Is that normal or not, Steve?
I think that's perfectly normal. If she thinks her child is in danger, it should fall to the rights of the parent, not the grandparents. Now, I'm not saying there aren't grandparent rights, but shouldn't the...
But you would... So, in other words, it's normal that she wants to do that and nuts that she's in jail, huh?
It's very nuts that she's in jail.
There also is new information about the North Dakota Attorney General BCI investigation documenting revealing allegations of sexual abuse allegedly involving an adult male family member. So this is obviously what's led to her concern about the unsupervised supervision. Which begs the question, so why has the judge ordered her to let her parents have unsupervised supervision? And you know, I've got to say, you know, I think it's normal that when you're in contempt of court, you end in jail. You end up in jail because that's just how courts work. But I think it's not nuts at all to have a mom want to protect her daughter. So I tend to think this one is this is a head scratcher. How about Macy's opening at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving for the first time ever? What do you think of Black Friday creep? Is that normal or nuts?
Nuts. And I've got a simple rule. I do not Christmas shop anywhere that throws up Christmas full-blown, we're in Christmas mode before Halloween. I just don't do it. I can't. There's a principle at stake. Let it go. And now with... Yeah, I'm not a fan of the blue laws, all the blue laws in North Dakota, but that's a holiday. Thanksgiving is a holiday. And now they're pulling families apart and not having families have that family time because guess what? You're open on Thanksgiving Day now. Now, the only question is there a conflict of interest for Macy's because they're the big sponsor of the Macy's Day Parade, and if they want everybody shopping, they're not going to be watching the parade, so how much longer are they going to continue to sponsor the parade if nobody's watching, they're going to be shopping?
Well, it's much later. They're not going to open until 8 o'clock. So, one other quick one here. NDSU considering tuition discounts for same-sex partners now in Dean Grishani's hands. Normal or nuts to get tuition discounts for same-sex partners?
I think that's normal. If non-same-sex peers get tuition discounts, shouldn't everybody?
Good. We're going to start there because I disagree. I don't think they should have a different definition of marriage than the state because the taxpayers are funding this. It's our trooper talk in the 10 o'clock hour with Sergeant Thomas Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol 2. Looking forward to it coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In Fargo, Moorhead, 31. Grand Forks, Jamestown, 34. Devil's Lake, 33. Wahpeton, 32. Valley City, 32 at this hour. High in the region. We're not going to hit 50 today. Not much. Slight chance of rain and showers. Chance of precip about 30%. Little or no snow accumulation. But tonight, down there around 31, there is a rain and snow mix expected tonight. Same tomorrow, by the way. Out in the oil patch, we're looking at 34 Minot at this hour. Tioga, 32, Williston, 38, Stanley, 32, Dickinson, 34. The patch looks scattered snow showers this morning, then scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Breezy today with a northwest wind 11 to 16, increasing to 17 to 22. Gusts as high as 32 miles an hour. And could have total daytime snow accumulation in a good chunk of the patch today. Well, less than a half an inch. Not a lot of accumulation, but snow nonetheless. Ugh. Tonight, cloudy 28. More on the weather a little later on. And a quick check of how we're looking sports-wise today. Sioux hockey team has number one, Miami of Ohio, at Miami of Ohio tonight. So it'll be, and by the way, they're televising that as well if you get CBS Sports Network. So I don't know if I do or don't. I'll have to check that out, find out whether we get that or not. Of course, a big story for the Vikes this weekend is they'll have a new QB on the job. What do you think of that? The new man gets the post, and my way of thinking, what the heck we got to lose? And also Adrian Peterson is back at practice after his son's funeral as well. 7:30, their Monday night game, don't forget, the Vikes this weekend, of course, on ESPN. Red Sox beat the Tigers, so the Boston Red Sox are on the brink of the pennant as well. And the Lightning beat the Wild. A couple of sports notes for you. Dodgers and the Cards tonight. What's that series at again, though? Game 6. 3-2. Okay. All right. So there you go. The latest on the sports scene. Mark is off today, by the way. Mark's mother is under the weather, so he headed up to Bemidji, Minnesota. So keep her in your prayers. All right. We have been doing a small part to remind folks about the importance of the 40 Days for Life campaign that is underway in North Dakota. One of the 40 Days for Life committee members, Mary Talke, is with us for an update on this wonderful effort. Mary, how are you on this Friday?
Good morning, Scott. We are working hard. We're calling fast, and volunteers are pouring out to the site in Fargo there. We're on day 24. To date, overall, 289 lives have been saved during this campaign nationally. That's bringing the total since 40 Days for Life began to 7,506 lives that have been saved since 40 Days for Life began.
And the important thing here is that's the ones you know about, right? That's the ones where somebody's offered that, hey, I was coming here to have an abortion. I saw you. I decided not to. I've had a change of heart, whatever. How many don't you know about? One of my favorite stories that your fellow committee member, Colleen Sanson, tells is a woman came to town and was scheduled, had an appointment, ready to go for an abortion the next day, saw very late at night on a rainy, cold night, a gentleman out front of the, it was a Knights of Columbus member from, I forget where, but they'd signed up from some parish, and he'd come in and was out there all by himself in front of the abortion clinic late at night, cold, rainy night. She sees that and says, wait a minute, he's out there in the cold praying for me and for my baby. I can't do this. And actually made that known. But, I mean, that's how you count the numbers when those kind of stories come out and are told. But how many we don't know about is something we ought to keep in mind, too, right, Mary?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we do have stories. We have stories of billboards saving lives. We have stories of yard signs saving lives, people that come back and tell us their stories and their precious little ones. They show the little ones to us, God. It's absolutely astounding. We have prayer volunteers that are coming out from Park River, Cavalier, Crystal, and Langdon this past week and coming up. We have prayer volunteers that are coming from students and colleges and high schools. We have prayer volunteers that are coming out from organizations and churches, and we want to give them a big shout-out. They're coming out in the wind and the rain and also on some of these lovely days, Scott, and it's just astounding. We're just absolutely grateful, and it is making a difference one life at a time.
We're going to go out as a whole family this weekend, as we've done in the past, where we pick a Sunday evening and go down, and the weather is a little cool this weekend, but that's another nice thing. This great thing to do as a family. It prompts conversations with the kids that are important, and obviously, if you can participate in that vigil, it really it's as much for you as it is for anything. It really connects you with what's going on there and the evil that happens inside that building. So I'd really encourage folks to do that if you can. But there's folks listening to us that are 5-6 hours away, and obviously not everybody can do that. There's other ways. You mentioned the signs. I mean, there's those yard signs. I mean, something as simple as saying "I stand for life" and putting that yard sign. You know, who knows? Maybe the neighbor girl sees that. Maybe somebody driving by sees that and gives them cause to pause. I mean, this 40 Day for Life campaign is about prayer and it's about fasting, but it's also about just having conversations and awareness and getting the word out there. And that makes a difference, too, doesn't it, Mary?
It does. And we're finding out from other when we make our calls, there are other ways that people are praying. There are people in nursing homes who are praying. I found in Langdon that they're going out to pray in a public arena in the park, and they're doing their daily. They're going out to pray in Langdon in a public park so that they're visible. It's very, very heartwarming and rewarding that people are doing public witness as we are doing on the sidewalk in Fargo. In other places that are further away, they are doing vigils and prayer services and staying in their churches and going outside of the churches and doing prayer campaigns to press back against the darkness, press back against the evil of abortion in our land. If everyone is focused on that that prayer intention during these 40 days.
You know, it's discouraging. When you think of the numbers, when you think of more than 50 million innocent lives since Roe versus Wade, when you think about a classroom or two every single week of innocent children, but the flip side of that, and I saw the comments from the Walk for Life of Bishop John Fulda were reprinted in the Fargo Catholic Diocese newspaper, The New Earth, where he talked about not letting the discouragement get you down. You know, that really, if you think of that side of the ledger, it's easily to get discouraged. And of course, that's exactly what the opponents want. They want you to think that the proponents of abortion want you discouraged on this. On the other hand, the fact that people are doing what you've described, whether it be in a nursing home or 24/7 vigil or in their own way of participating, and so many people doing so many different things, and all across the world now, this is really. Taken off. That's encouraging, isn't it? I mean, there's times when I just see immense darkness in that building. I mean, this is our slavery, this is our Holocaust, and so sad that it happens. Yet we're making great progress. We have to keep that in focus, don't we, Mary?
That's right, Scott. And what that you're speaking of is hope, and that's what Bishop Fulda said. It's hope, and we see reasons for hope across the land, across the nation, and internationally, as you were saying. There have been 41 abortion mills that have closed, Scott, over the course of these campaigns. That is something to be aware of and be hopeful for. We have some good news. Martin Haskell, another
infamous late-term abortionist in Ohio near Cincinnati. His abortion facility, his license is being revoked. The Ohio Health Department is recommending that this infamous late-term abortionist, much like George Gosnell, his license is being revoked in Ohio. For this, we have hope. There are great events that are happening that are not reported in the regular news, but we know it and we want that. And we're so thankful, Scott, that you're letting this information go out. It is important that our people have hope, and there's reason for hope.
Well, again, I think this is, this is an issue that at one time, sadly, became sort of like you were considered fringe if you were in the pro-life movement. It's no longer there. It's gone mainstream. And I was delighted to see the Fargo Forum do a wonderful story, Sunday front page, top of the fold, talking about this effort, because these are extraordinary efforts. And it's gone mainstream because it just defies logic that in this day and age, with as much as we have in the way of science and technology to know when life begins and to know what happens there, the idea that somehow, you can disrupt God's plan and innocent life so callously just needs to be stopped. So it's a delight to be able to tell people about this and participate in big ways and small ways, however you choose. How do you fast, Mary, as an example? Let's tell folks about the fasting part of this.
There are many ways to fast. Many people are choosing 1 or 2 days a week to fast on bread and water. Some people have fasted the full 40 days on bread and water. Most people take a simple fast and either use a food. Some people fast from television, and some people fast from evil, from unkindness, from sharp words. And some people fast by adding prayer or devotion to their day, by adding a morning time of prayer, by adding a rosary specific to praying for the end to abortion. People fast in many ways, Scott. And so some people fast by sleeping less or by a little bit of hardship in their life, maybe taking 5 more minutes to be chilly instead of hurrying and turning up the heat or putting on the extra sweater. There's so many ways to fast.
There really are. I'll give you one little one that I do. I love soda pop. I just, I could have 6, 7, 8 cans a day. And I tend to, that's kind of a craving I get. All this, well, I gotta have a pop, And when you get one of those cravings, just say, I'm not going to do it. All right. I mean, just a little thing like that, a sweet tooth or whatever. A lot of different ways that you can do that. And that's all part of the effort. When everybody's doing that, that's another way. And the Bible's very clear about fasting and its power. So prayer and fasting is part of this. You see it right on the signs. Prayer and fast for an end to 40 days for life. So there's a lot of ways you can help. And I really hope folks will sign up. I mean, that's the most profound way because it really impacts you. You really get a sense of it when you see that building and know what happens here every week. If you'd like to do that, find out what slots are available by going to the 40daysforlifend.com website. It's 40, the number 40, 40daysforlifend.com, or they make it really easy for you. You can just call and say, give me some available slots, and I'll see what works. And that number is 701-356-7979, 701-356-7979. Just a few seconds left. Mary, anything else you want to add?
Yes, I'd like to put out the hours that are needed. We need some hours out on Monday, 1, 3, and 5 p.m., and Tuesday, 2, and 7 p.m. Those hours are open. We're looking for volunteers to fill them.
Call 356-7979 or 40daysforlifend.com. Mary Tolke from the committee, thank you so much. Bless you for all your good work.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlaggedFamily.com. FlaggedFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlaggedFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlaggedFamily.com, Youngevity link.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Who's working on the chain game with me on this Friday, are you? Normal or nuts questions for you to answer today on the program, and you can call right now and let me know whether these are normal or whether these are nuts. And by the way, I know there's people within the sound of my voice that think somebody that stands out in the middle of the cold and prays in front of a building in downtown Fargo is nuts. I know there's people that think those folks in the pro-life movement, and I hope you include me in that, are kooky, are wacky, are just, you know. And by the way, they thought the same of Bonhoeffer, right? They thought the same of Wilberforce. Ever see the movie Amazing Grace? They thought the same of Lincoln and his ilk, who tried to end slavery. All the things they say about the wacky, crazy zealots that aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and take on the issue of the lawful ending of innocent life. Oh, a lot of people think they're nuts. I not only think they're normal, I think there's a very special place in heaven for them. Because you can't convince me that on Judgment Day, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be okay to have, you imagine somebody that for a living every day extracts innocent life from women as a way to make a living? That's your life? You're an abortion quote-unquote doctor? Oh, my. But I guarantee you, I wonder. Here's a question I ponder. If we had just, anonymous voting of everybody and say the folks that are participating in these 24/7 prayer vigils are actively involved in the pro-life movement, I bet more people would think they're nuts than think they're normal. Just of average, everyday citizens. That's a sad indictment, but I'll bet that's true. But I am so proud to be called among them in joining that effort. But anyway, wasn't intending that to be a normal or nuts question, but given that we just wrapped up that conversation, maybe think about it. All right, here's the ones we are talking about today, though. A Fargo woman jailed for refusing to allow her parents' unsupervised position with a 7-year-old daughter. Judges put her in jail, put her in contempt of court because she won't let her parents visit her child. Now, the reason she says she will not is because she doesn't believe the child, the daughter, would be safe. So, is that normal or nuts that she's in jail? 855-200-1776. NDSU faculty and staff and what are they called again? Some pride committee or something, is pushing for a tuition discount for same-sex partners of employees. Normal or nuts? You can answer these, by the way, on our Facebook page, or you can go to, you'd call us right now. I'd love it if you did. 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your message. Tell me why you think it's normal or whether it's nuts and why, and love to hear from you. Macy's is signing up for Black Friday Creep. Now going to open it for the first time ever on Thanksgiving, and not just at 11:59, 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Is that normal or is that nuts? You tell me. By the way, I had my fill of discussion about the shutdown, but the deal we also found out gives federal workers a raise. That's their first one in 3 years, and it's only 1%, but they do get a raise. So not only do they get paid for not working, they get a raise out of the deal. It just defies logic, doesn't it? Is that normal or nuts? 855-200-1776. And, by the way, some would say Grand Forks School Board raising taxes and giving a pay raise to administrators and staff would be nuts. Is that normal or is that nuts? 855-200-1776. Press 1 and tell us what you think. All right? Haven't got into it yet, but there's a fairly sizable story in the New York Times today out of Ross, North Dakota. And it chronicles the Sorensen family there that are pushing back against a planned landfill on some neighboring parcel, 160-acre wheat field across the road from Mike and Kim Sorensen's farmhouse. Our company is attempting to install a landfill to dispose of solid drilling waste. And so anyway, they're pushing back against that. New York Times would love that kind of story, right? Yeah, landowner pushing back against that oil development. Sympathize with neighbors and the way things, with landowners, because you can't exactly control what happens next door to you. And there are folks who bought land where they bought land because they didn't want neighbors or want things next door, and that is changing in the oil patch. There's no question about it. But I always say there is one silver lining. There's a lot of open space, a lot of places. Now, the other scene, how we're looking here, is not exactly rosy. Slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. in the valley. Scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy, near 47 for a high today. In Fargo tonight, scattered rain showers before 10. Rain and snow mix later. Cloudy 31. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m. Looks like Saturday will be about 44. Oil patch, 44 with a high today. Snow showers before 11, then rain showers Cloudy 28 tonight, cloudy tomorrow 47, Sunday some snow, and looks like about 42. 30 in Fargo at this hour under cloudy skies right now, oil patch at 34 and cloudy.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.